is a little publication by the North Dakota Extension Service on the process of composting. If you're interested in getting started in that, it's right on the entry table, and you're welcome to take a copy of it. I made up several copies, so please feel free to pick one up. It's on both sides. And as you can see, it's something that I personally am interested in. Now, I am not a rabid environmentalist. I don't, if you want to throw your garbage away, that's fine with me. I don't have a problem with that. I'm not going to come to your house and police your garbage can, okay? I happen to be interested in composting simply because I'm fascinated by the scientific process of it, and I happen to think it's a nice way to get some fertilized soil for my lawn. So that's why I compost. It's not because I happen to have any particular concern about environmental issues. I'm just simply, I like to do it, okay? So that's, I'm not making a statement on that point. It is a wonder of nature that most organic garbage can be broken down by a process of a mixture of microorganisms that are naturally present in our environment. And there is the other things that do that, and those are particularly a group of animals called annelids, which are worms, and another group of animals called arthropods, and their larvae, actually, between those things, they will break down almost all organic garbage. They have the capability of doing that. God has built that into their nature and into their structure and into their purpose. Not all of them are beneficial to us because some of them carry pathogens. Like the house fly is one of them that will do that. But the problem with the house fly is it also carries pathogens that are dangerous to us. So not all insects are good for us. And some of the bacteria and microorganisms that break down garbage create pathogens that can be harmful to us. So there are certain ways that you want to compost so that you don't create pathogens or problems in your own life if you're doing composting. That's also true in our spiritual life as well. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today. One of the interesting things about earthworms is that when they digest items, and by the way, for your information, they do not eat garbage. They eat the microorganisms that are in the garbage, but in the process, they process the garbage. So it turns into soil, which is kind of a neat thing about earthworms. But most pathogens cannot survive that process in an earthworm. So it's kind of neat that they are good at disposing of pathogens. One of the even better pathogen destroyers is what's called a soldier fly, and I'll be talking to you a little bit more about those in just a moment. But they are good at destroying a lot of the pathogens that are in garbage. We carry a lot of garbage in our lives, don't we? We carry an awful lot of garbage. Things that have been done to us, things that we have done to other people, struggles in our past that have crushed us and broken us, failures in our lives, and the results of our own sin. We carry it as garbage on our backs. Even after we become Christians, sometimes we carry that stuff. We call it nicely luggage, but all we've done is package our garbage into suitcases because we're carrying garbage. And it is destructive to us spiritually. What God wants to do is He wants to compost that. In the process of His grace. The Apostle Paul, and I'll be talking a little bit more about Philippians chapter 3, but he talks about everything that I had in the past is garbage, refuse. And I have laid it down at the feet of Christ so that I might experience His resurrection and His grace. So I lay it down at His feet, asking Him to do something about it. He was not proud. There are a lot of things that he was not proud of as a man. And he talks about that in Philippians. And there were a lot of things that he had originally been proud of that he was no longer proud of. Those are the kinds of things that make up the garbage in our lives. The real danger for us is when we try to hold on to that garbage. And there are lots of reasons why people hold on to garbage, and I'll be talking to you about that in just a moment. But when we hold on to it, it poisons us from the inside. It works in us and destroys us. In God's purpose, there are three things that work in us, and I want to talk to you very quickly about these in the next few moments. God first works mercy in our lives. Associated with mercy is a word called grace. It's not exactly the same as mercy, and I'll talk about the difference in it. And then I'll talk to you about the concept of justice. Those three things, as God applies them in our lives, composts the garbage and turns it actually into something rich, meaningful, and useful in God's grace. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. If you'll turn to Jeremiah chapter 9, I would like to actually read verses down 17 through 24, but I will be talking to you primarily from verses 17 through 22. Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider and call to the call for the mourning women, that they may come, and send for skillful wailing women, that they may come. Let them make haste. Take up a wailing for us, that our eyes may run with tears and our eyelids gush with water. For a voice of wailing is heard from Zion. How we are plundered. We are greatly ashamed. Because we have forsaken the land, because we have been cast out of our dwellings. Yet hear the word of the Lord, O women, and let your ear receive the word of His mouth. Teach your daughters wailing, and every one her neighbor a lamentation. For death has come through our windows and has entered our palaces to kill off the children, no longer to be outside, and the young women, no longer on the streets. Speak, and this is God saying this to Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord, even the carcasses of men shall fall as refuse on the open field, like cuttings after the harvester, and no one shall gather them. That would be a sad explanation of everything if it weren't for the two final verses. Thus says the Lord, let not a wise man glory in his wisdom, let not a mighty man glory in his might, nor let a rich man glory in his riches. But let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, which is the Hebrew word for mercy, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these I delight, says the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? God delights in mercy and in justice in our lives. The picture here is a painting by Horace Vernet in 1844. It pictures Jeremiah sitting in the ruins of Jerusalem, trying to make sense out of the garbage that has come into his life. Let's pray. Father, I pray now that you will anoint our ears to hear, our minds to perceive, and our hearts to understand your word. In Jesus' name. Here's a video I thought you might enjoy.
Today, I'm going to show you how to use your leftovers. For example, these leaves go down really well, and you absolutely cannot beat a couple of eggshells. Add some carrot tops, mix well, and wait, there's some I made earlier. It's compost. Delicious, especially if you're a tomato plant. So remember, after you've fed your family, feed your garden. Don't think leftovers, think compost.
This is some compost I just harvested this year. I have a composter, and this is something I harvested. I got in a year's time, I produce about 10 gallons of compost out of my composter. And so this is just a portion of a 5-gallon pail I just harvested just this spring. I normally only get that amount in one season. This is what it started as. These items right here. This is what? Garbage. It's coffee grounds, orange peels, vegetables, lawn clippings, any type of wet material. The other thing that may surprise you is in this bag here. And this has got what's called browns or dries. This is shredded newspaper. Other types of paper, leaves, dried grass, and something you might find a little unusual, a toilet paper roll. What may surprise you is these are very compostable, and they are very good for your compost for a particular reason. They trap oxygen or air inside them when you roll them around in your compost. And it allows oxygen to be trapped inside of it, which allows it to work better. So if you're going to compost, save these little items and drop them in your compost bag or whatever, or your bin, and it will help your composting process. Compost is an interesting process in and of itself. If this picture up here is actually my composter, it's actually the one I have, and it's designed so you can tumble it, and it makes it a little easier to do. Composting is basically the process of breaking down organic waste into soil. In the Bible, we are told that all living things return to the soil from which they came. Our bodies, our physical makeup, returns to the soil from which we were made. So all of us are going to become dust and ashes, as the statement says, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. That's what we become. Now our spirit doesn't, our soul doesn't, those return to God until the resurrection. But our bodies become soil again. And every living thing their bodies become soil. It is the process of our world. The problem is we carry on us these things that also are in our spirits. Composting works rather slowly. You can compost something in as short as 5 weeks, but in truth, composting takes more like 8 to 10 weeks is realistic. And it is a difficult process because it does require some work. There are certain things that you should not put in your compost bin. Not because they can't be composted, but because they need to be handled very carefully. Okay? Number one is dog and cat and other types of feces. Do not put that in your composter because very often it has pathogens in it. And those pathogens will not always be destroyed in a compost heap. So if you're going to compost, don't put those items in there. Okay? If you do want to compost them, my recommendation is you bury them about 12 inches deep and nature will take its course. Okay? So that I do not recommend you compost. Other items you don't want to compost are fats and oils and meats. And that includes eggs, by the way, except eggshells. Eggshells you can compost, but eggs don't. The other thing is no dairy products. Now, there's a couple reasons for that. Sometimes they can carry pathogens, but that's not the biggest concern. If you don't want to have to deal with flies, and you don't want to have to deal even worse with rats and mice, don't compost those items because rats and mice will come. And the other thing is that they will tend to smell pretty bad, pretty quick. So those are items that you don't want to compost or put in a compost bin unless you have a specially designed bin. Composting is accomplished in three things in our lives: mercy, grace, and judgment. Mercy is a wonderful thing. Mercy is simply absolute forgiveness. When we come to God with our sin, our failure, and our struggles, God gives us absolute forgiveness. That's mercy. Mercy is something that is given when it is not deserved, it has not been earned, it has not been transformed. It is simply a gift. So when I come to God and ask for mercy, God gives me mercy. He forgives me. He looks at me and tells me, okay, it's just as if you didn't sin. Here's the board, I'm going to erase it. That's mercy. And that's what God does for us in Christ. Grace is similar to mercy, but it is a little bit more difficult because true grace does not come to us without repentance. Repentance is not just, I'm sorry I got caught. Repentance is, God, I really have wounded you. I am sorry about that. I should never have done that. That is what repentance is. It's to change our mind about our sin. To realize that we have wounded the very heart of God. And when that happens, grace comes into our lives. The Apostle Paul, talking to the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 talks to them about the reality. He says, I have a messenger of Satan within me that buffets me and wounds me. And I ask desperately, God, remove this from me. But then he said, after I had asked three times in desperation, Christ said to me, my grace is sufficient. In other words, there is a sense in which when we have come to God in repentance, that God begins His work of grace in us. Grace is that place where mercy and justice meet in the middle. And God begins the process of changing us because it is not something we can do ourselves. That's what grace is. It's God doing something that you and I cannot do in and of ourselves. But that does not happen until we have truly repented. Until we have truly brought something to God's attention. Justice is one of the most difficult of all of the processes. Because justice means that I have to become accountable before God. The Apostle Paul would tell the Corinthians on another occasion, I have seen the problems that this person is dealing with in their life. And he's talking about someone who is having problems with sin in their lives and is having problems with the way they're behaving in the Christian community. And he says, I have turned this person over to Satan to be purified. The word Satan is an interesting word in the Greek. The name literally means the accuser, the prosecutor. In other words, this problem is going to have to be hounded out. That's where justice is the harshest part of this process. We don't always like the process of justice, but sometimes it is necessary in our struggles. There is a type of composting that is popular right now among millennials. It's this particular type of composting. It was started in Japan in the late 1960s, and it is called bokashi. It is an anaerobic type of composting, and composting is not really the right word to use for this procedure. What happens with it is that it's a mixture of three different types of anaerobic microorganisms, and they are mixed or sprinkled over top in bran flakes or bran that has been saturated with these in a process that's really complicated. You buy this bran, it's very expensive, and you sprinkle it over top of this garbage and compress it really tight, and then you close it into an airless bucket, and you have a thing to leach off the liquid on the bottom. It's an expensive, difficult process, and essentially what you're making is sauerkraut. Okay? That's essentially what you're making out of your garbage is sauerkraut. It does help to break down the garbage, but you still have to put it in a compost pile, or you have to bury it in the backyard someplace to finish the process. What? No, I don't think I'd want to eat that because it's got a lot of nasty stuff in it. But essentially, it does. The juice off of it is supposed to be good for your garden, but to be truthful, it's not. The only type of plants it's good for are like rhododendrons or blueberry bushes that are high acid plants. And there are a lot better acid treatments for your plants than that if you have blueberries or rhododendrons. So I don't recommend this methodology. It does speed up the process of decomposition a little bit. You probably will save yourself a week. However, there are other ways to accomplish that just as easily in 2 days rather than 2 weeks. You can take your scraps, put them in a Ziploc bag like this, drop it in your freezer overnight and freeze it good and solid, and then put it out on the table or outside on your step and let it thaw, and then drop it in your compost and you will accomplish the same thing. If you want all the probiotics that's supposed to be in that, take and mix up some yeast in warm water, put that in there, and add some 2 tablespoons of yogurt, and you've got exactly the same thing. Okay? Your compost will smell like beer, however, if you do that, and may have a little bit of a sour smell from the yogurt, so I'm not sure I would recommend that, but that's if you want those benefits, you can certainly do that. But you know, a lot of us think we can solve our garbage by using different processes, don't we? This failure in the past, this brokenness, what somebody did to me in the past, what has happened in my life, I can simply go through a process, squeeze it down real good, add a little bit of this or that to it, and it's going to solve the problem. But there is no solve for the need for composting. There's no solve for that. We have to go through that spiritual process. Now, these things may help break down the structure so that it's easier to compost. Because if you freeze it or you go through this process, you're breaking down the cellular structure of the material, and it makes it easier to compost. But the truth of the matter is, it doesn't solve the problem. They're still going to be there in our lives. They're still going to come back to the surface again and again and again. That's why Paul said, this thing has kept up in my life. It keeps coming up to the surface again and again and again. And I cry out to God, do something about it. And God says, my grace is sufficient. It's a process, Paul. You're going to have to accept the process. So as we compost things, we put them into God's grace and allow Him to begin changing them. C.S. Lewis, in his book, The Great Divorce, shares a fascinating story. It's an allegory about going to heaven. And if you get a chance to read it, it's an interesting allegory. But he visits several different people that are struggling with different things in their lives. And they're at the edge of heaven trying to make a decision, am I going to go to heaven? And one man comes and he has got all kinds of, he's got this little lizard demon on his shoulder that keeps whispering in his ear. And finally an angel comes to him and says, will you let me kill it? And he says, no, I can't do that. He'll be quiet. I know he'll be quiet. I know he'll stop. And the angel says, no, he won't. Will you let me kill it? And the man finally falls down in agony at the angel's feet and says, go ahead, whatever it costs. And the angel crushes the lizard and throws it to the side. And the man agonizes in pain and then stands up straight and strong. And to his amazement, the lizard turns into a horse to carry him into heaven. The point is that when we have allowed God to compost stuff in our lives, it becomes that which can grow and develop our spiritual life. There are lots of reasons why we hold on to our garbage. My wife gets frustrated with me because I hold on to bicycle parts, and she's been trying to get me to throw a lot of them out. And she's right. A lot of them I will never use, but they're cool. A lot of the garbage we hold on to because we think it's cool. Don't we? There's also other garbage that we hold on to because it's who we are. One of the things that troubles me again and again as a pastor is when I deal with a particular lady who is in an abusive marriage or relationship. I've often counseled them to get out of those relationships, to protect themselves. And in those few that I have worked with that have made that decision, very often they'll get back into another abusive relationship. And as a pastor, that tore me up. But what I discovered is the reason they sought out an abuser was it was because it was part of their identity. Some of the garbage we hold on to is part of our identity. It's all we know. And we believe that if we don't hold on to it, we won't be a person anymore. Let me tell you, God wants you as you are. You are a person to Him as you are. You can give Him the garbage. He can change it. Your identity is not bound up in that. Your identity is bound up in Jesus Christ. He is your identity. This is a composter that I made. It's pretty quick. I made it in about 30 minutes. From an old garbage can that I had around. All you have to do is drill holes in it. They need to be at least a quarter of an inch in size. You can go up to bigger than that, but I don't recommend bigger than an inch. This is a half an inch. These are half inch holes, and that's a pretty good size for this process. But you need to do that because you need to let air in. For compost to work, it needs air. That's what mercy is in the process. It's air. For God to begin the digestion process on this compost, He needs to infuse our lives with His mercy. So He looks at us and says, Alan, you're forgiven. You're forgiven. Let my air, the Holy Spirit, begin to work in your heart and begin to allow that air to flow through you and transform you and change you. Let that oxygen get inside of you and begin the process of changing. That's what forgiveness does for us. It allows us to drop the garbage in our lives, so that it no longer controls us or holds on to us or dominates us. It's God's forgiveness in us. It is mercy. Now, there are two types of composting, and they can happen in this kind of a container, but they happen better in a pile. One of them happens better in a larger pile. It has to be about 4 foot by 4 foot height and width and depth. So it's about a big square of about 4 foot by 4 foot. It's called hot composting. The microorganisms generate a lot of heat when they're decomposing items, and that heat can build up inside. In fact, actually, sometimes compost can catch fire. It's very rare, but it does. But it will reach easily 140 to 150 degrees inside. And the wonderful thing about that is when that happens, it kills every pathogen you can imagine. There aren't hardly any pathogens that can survive that process. It just heats it up to the point that it kills everything. The other type is a cool process, and that requires very little maintenance. It'll happen on its own, but it takes longer, okay? And it also produces a little bit richer and better loam for you to work with in your garden, but it can still contain some pathogens. So it's a little bit more careful in that area. So you need to understand them. And they talk to you in that thing if you're interested in how to set up a hot and a cool composter. This is a better cool composter and will pretty much remain a cool composter. There are two ways you can mix it because your compost needs to be mixed at least once a week. In my case, I just roll it. But for this, you can either take and lay it on the ground and kick it once a week. And that's why the bungee cord is on the top, okay? Or if you don't want to kick it, you can take a long thing like a broom handle or better off a metal pipe, and every week just kind of punch holes in it and stir it. And that'll do the same thing, okay? So either way, in either of those ways, you can get oxygen inside of it, because that's what needs to happen. There needs to be oxygen getting inside. You need the Holy Spirit to get inside of what's happening in your life. You need to allow Him to work in you to change things. That means you got to get it stirred up sometimes. You got to get it rolled around sometimes. You got to get to hear His voice to begin to change that process. Now, there are other ways of dealing with very serious pathogens. One of those is a red wiggler worm. You can put that one next on there. The red wiggler worm is a very interesting worm. It originally came from Europe. We have night crawlers that are natural to our part of the world, but red wigglers originally came from Europe. They're an old world worm. They are absolutely fascinating. In some parts of the South, they're called jumping worms because when you expose them to light, they just pop around all over the place. They move around a lot. They're very active worms. They're smaller than night crawlers, but they are very red in color. They are popular with pan fishermen for a very good reason. When you grab hold of them, they begin to secrete a slime on their skin because they're threatened, and it has a very pungent odor. Because of that, they attract panfish very quickly. So they're used a lot with fishing for panfish. But they are also tremendous at digesting garbage. In Europe, they're experimenting with them to use in what's called a composting toilet. That's to deal with human waste. They are a fascinating creature. When things go through their digestive system, it kills off most of the pathogens that are dangerous to humans. Now, they don't get all the pathogens because if you feed them to chickens, they can hurt chickens. If they've had a real high pathogen diet. But most pathogens that are dangerous to humans will be destroyed in the process as things pass through them. The other thing is they produce what's called worm castings that are one of the most unbelievable fertilizers for a garden. Now, with this particular composter, you can't create a red wiggler thing, but you can do something that will get worms in it, that will help it. You can simply take it out in your yard and find a place and set it down in your yard. If it has 1/4-inch holes in it, the worms will come right up into it. And when they come right up into it, they'll begin breaking stuff down. And amazing things will happen inside of this. That's what we call grace. Now, worms can't take a lot of heat, so if it heats up, they're going to be gone. But in the cool processes, that grace begins to work. It's where God speaks in our ears and He says, let's try this to change that process. And as we look at our failures and our sins and say, yeah, God, you're right, that's not very good for me, how can we change this? That God begins to work His grace in us. That's why Jesus said to Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. One of the final types of things that works, and this is a little more aggressive, is called the soldier fly. Now, the one on the top is a brown soldier fly, and we have those in North Dakota. The black soldier fly, which is below, which is a little larger, is only found in the eastern part of the United States and the southern part of the United States. Our climate's too cold for it here, so it doesn't survive outside in our climate. But both of these lay eggs above compost. They don't actually go into the garbage themselves, but they lay their eggs above the garbage. And what happens is the larvae fall into the garbage, and then they begin consuming garbage. I had a video of them consuming trout, one that was cooked and one that was uncooked. In less than 24 hours, the larvae consumed both trout. And they have a time lapse on it. It's a fascinating video to watch, but they consumed it all within 24 hours. They're amazing, amazing at consuming garbage. The other thing is that they are capable of destroying all pathogens that pass through them. The other benefit is they provide fish food and poultry food. The larvae, when they decide to pupate, literally move out of the garbage, and if you have a ramp for them, they'll move out of the garbage on the ramp and they'll drop into a bucket and you harvest them. Then you can feed them to your fish or your chickens. And they are excellent food and have no pathogens in their larvae at all because they've killed all the pathogens. So they are an amazing creature. They are a harsh justice. They can handle meat. They can handle anything you can throw at them. They can handle it. So anything that you have that you're struggling with, some of the ugliest and evilest and most difficult things, God's justice can handle it. God's justice can handle it. He can digest it and remove from it all the pathogens that are poisoning your life. That's one of the wonderful things about composting in God's grace. Do you have something you need God to compost? Perhaps you've been holding on to it for a long time. You've been carrying it in a suitcase so it looks presentable. But you know inside it's garbage. You know it's garbage. And perhaps today you need to bring it to Christ and give it to Him. Let him compost it. And you will be surprised that that garbage can become a means of God doing something great in your life. Planting something that you will see a great and fruitful harvest from. But it starts with you bringing it to God and saying, God, here's this garbage. I know I'm a Christian. I know I've come into faith with you, but I've carried it for a long time. It's part of who I am. It's part of what I am. It's what somebody did to me I can't let go of. It's a sin I can't control. God, here it is. Help me. Forgive me. God, let your grace begin to work. And God, if necessary, your justice. But God, I want this composted. Stand with me. Lord Jesus, each one of us comes here. Each one of us has garbage that we've held on to in our lives. Some of it's fairly minor that can be easily composted, but we hold on to it like those bicycle parts that are really cool. Or we hold on to it because it's who we are. Or we hold on to it because it is so deep and so ugly and so painful that we desperately need you to touch it. So God, we come to you asking you to take these things in your hands, crush them into compost, and then with that, make something wonderful in our lives. Provide a basis for life and growth and development. You can do these things. And Lord, we trust you for it. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed. Don't forget our study afterwards.